in a world of magic and monsters. Where heroes and villains only worry about the bottom line.
I only care about the bottom line.
And fate is in the hands of an unseen, but still incredibly handsome higher power. Three unlikely business partners.
You must be Fitzroy Maplecourt. I've been looking for you.
Do you mean behind the mask? It's been Argo Keen this whole time?
Thank you, Master Fearbog. You've saved us all.
Have banded together to try to earn some cash during their semester break.
Cha-ching!
This February, thank Travis for Travis Studios in conjunction with Thunderman LLC presents Mission Imp Hospital.
My boys, oh my boys, so excited for this episode. This is our semester break episode, and it's gonna be some D&D ass D&D.
I'm gonna roll so many fucking perception checks that our audience is going to shit.
My rolls are unstoppable this game.
This is going to be some Dungeons and Dragons. I actually have neither, but it's going to feel a lot like both.
But you first, excited about that, Juice?
Oh, baby. Let's see the numbers go up.
Okay. So, first things first, though, let's get some D&D mechanics out of the way. It's level up time.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Time to level up. Give me a level up, boys. Griffin, what did Fitzroy pick up?
Well, this is a fun one, because this is a special time in any boy's life, is when he branches out, and he multi-classes, which I've gone ahead and done. I fulfilled my promise to you that I would come by magic the good, earnest, Christian way, through multi-classing as a sorcerer,
yes.
Specifically a wild magic sorcerer.
That tracks, yes.
It basically means that I have access to more spells now. I'm only a level one sorcerer, so there's some other like shit that sorcerer does that sets it apart from wizard. But a lot of that flavor, like that makes it sort of different from how Taco casts spells and stuff, you don't get kind of until later. He was a big character on Critical Role.
Fan favorite.
So yeah, the only thing you really need to know is that I have a thing called wild magic. And that is every time I cast a spell, I roll a d20 in addition to whatever I do. And if it's a one, I have to roll on a table of 100 random magical effects.
Okay.
And then I have to do whatever it says. Or I also have a thing called Tides of Chaos, where once per long rest, I can gain advantage on a roll. And then once I have done that, once I've expended that, Travis, you can make me roll on that wild magic table, like anytime I cast a spell, no matter what. So it's like, if I have Tides of Chaos in my pocket and I haven't used it, then like I am a little bit more protected. But once
your chaos
I use
is at low tide at that point.
Right. Once I use Tides of Chaos, then anytime after that I bust out my magic, you can make me roll on this surge table. And this surge table is, like, fucking wild. Like, one of them is, like, you get taller permanently.
Whoa.
Okay.
One of them
permanently.
Is like, you age 10 years. Like, it's fucking wild shit. You cast grease centered on yourself. That's embarrassing.
Yeah. You're a slippery boy after that. Yeah. All right, cool. Justin, what's the Fearbog pick up here in the fourth level?
Just got a couple of dexterity points.
Okay. Hey, that's something.
Just got a couple of dexterity points.
But it's the friends you make along the way.
Yeah, just a couple of dexterity points. Not a big deal.
You
just
know,
a couple
lot,
of dexos.
You get a lot more fun stuff at five. I wish Travis had left.
Well, we're at four.
Yeah.
Well, I tried to go to five, but I don't want you guys to be all powerful, big, meaty tanks.
Yeah. No, yeah. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's just ability points. So that's cool.
That's okay.
Just a couple of dexos.
What about you, Dado?
Couple more hit points, and the opportunity to increase an ability. Since we're all pretty stupid, I think I'll increase intelligence.
Well, you guys have got street smarts, but you do need some more book learning.
I don't even think I have that.
Oh, no. Wait, one of you has street smarts for sure, right?
It's Argo's got C smarts.
C smarts.
I put five into School of Hard Knocks.
Okay. Yep, that explains that. All right, so Dad's taking some book learning and bumping up his intelligence.
Indubitably, I am.
Oh, God. No, none of that. So, word got around that you all didn't have plans for the break. So, when school counselor Tomas found out that the mayor of Last Hope is looking for some intrepid and expendable adventurers for a mission, he recommended you. Last Hope has been building a brand new state-of-the-art hospital. However, shortly before the grand opening, it was overrun by imps. No one is quite sure where they came from, but they all arrived overnight. The workers are, by Heroic Oversight Guild guidelines, not permitted to perform tasks like monster raids. However, there are no licensed heroes or villains in the vicinity. You three have received special dispensation to work as contractors associated with the school. Your job is simple. Get in there and clean them out so construction can get back on schedule. In return, you will each earn 100 gold that you get to keep. So welcome to Mission Impospital.
Oh,
Jesus.
I thought I knew where you were going, and then you took another step beyond it.
Hey, thanks.
That is the worst. That is hard, and it sucks.
And in case you all were wondering, the title came first.
Right, I'm sure.
Yeah, this is unsurprising.
Uh-huh.
So I need it in writing that we're going to keep the 100 gold.
Yes.
And then the things we buy with the 100 gold aren't then sort of taken away from us.
As this is not a school mission, you are independent contractors at this point working under the license of the school. You get to keep it. Your own.
Well, it's a co-branded effort with Thunderman Incorporated.
Yes. Thunderman, okay, in conjunction with Hieronymus Wiggins School for Heroism and Villainy,
presents a Thunderman LLC joint.
Mission Impospital.
Do we have a COO? I figured Fitzroy is the
Fitzroy's
CEO.
Probably right. Yeah. And he probably oversees a lot of the day-to-day operations. And then we got my man Furby over there on the finances. Yeah. Do not know Argo's place yet, but don't worry. We'll get there.
You find a place.
Well, I was just thinking about how every episode it sounds like we need a lawyer.
That is true. I would assume at some point you're going to go back to working with Jay Johnson Esquire.
Fuck that. Rude. I don't work with rude people.
Now, as you approach the front of the new hospital, you see that the handles of the double doors have been changed to prevent any hapless passerby from entering and being attacked. Now, luckily, you have been given a skeleton key to unlock the chain and any doors that you encounter in the hospital. And on either side of the doors are beautiful stained glass windows.
Does this skeleton key work on any? Is it a magic key that works on anything or just the hospital?
No, it is just in the hospital.
All right.
You know, so the janitor doesn't have to carry a big ring of keys.
Yeah, it's bad for the hip.
Yeah.
All right. Hey there, Argo. You've got some sort of like, you know, supernatural thief sense, right? What's your gut telling you? Is this a trap? I don't know why I'm asking you this. It would be wild if it was. It's the front door to a
pretty
place
sure,
of healing.
Yeah, pretty sure that the imps wouldn't be able to put a lock on the outside. Now, if it were on the inside, maybe. But I mean, this seems pretty straightforward for a change. I say we send the furbolg up to unlock it.
Are you comfortable with that?
I spent my entire life in a world without locks. I am certainly the best equipped for this challenge.
Okay.
This is literally the fourth lock I have seen in my entire life.
Well, this is learning on the ground.
Okay, I guess I'm going to go try to just crack this lock
you
open.
You have a key.
We have a key.
Dinguses.
That's why I thought it would be good, you know.
I put the key in the lock, and I turn the key.
It opens. The chain comes undone.
Fuck,
you open
yes,
the
first,
door.
Say it.
You solved my chain lock puzzle.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, we did.
Also, you will
I find feel high and mighty.
I have emailed you maps. You were given blueprints as well of the two-story building so that it would be easier for you to navigate.
Thank you.
Argo picks up the chain and the lock.
Okay.
I think it might make sense for us to... I don't know if this is Griffin saying this or Fitzroy saying this. I think it would make sense for us to, like, lock it from the inside, just so, like, they went to some length to keep these things in here. It makes sense to me for us to also keep them in here while we do our nasty stuff to them.
Sure. Lock it behind us, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. I can live with that.
Okay. Yeah. I want to take the chain and just sort of rewrap it around the door from the inside so that nothing is getting out alive.
Yeah.
Except... you guys, right?
We'll see, baby.
Yeah.
That's a weird thing to celebrate. Okay. As you make your way in, you find yourself in a vestibule lined with benches. Light from the stained glass windows illuminates the white marble floors. Beyond that, there's little visibility for those with normal vision. You hear the occasional skitter of claws on tile and flap of wings, but you cannot easily identify the source.
Did we get any sort of briefing on, like, where these imps came from or where these imps could have possibly come from?
Well, that is a good question. Why don't you roll an insight check?
I got a 19 plus 0.
Fearbulg, did you share the information about the demons in the forest with your compatriots?
Sorry, what information was that?
You received the information from Breeze Through the Willows that there were demons in the forest.
Yeah, I definitely, there's not a lot to discuss around this place. I definitely would have. We've had a lot of free time.
Okay, so Fitzroy, you use your insight to deduce that probably it has something to do with that. Last Hope is, you know, not too far from the forest. The unknown forest, you could see some, you know, little demon fiend-like creatures making their way here. And guys, as this building was sitting... unused and open, it would be pretty easy for them to squat here and kind of make a little nest.
I feel you. Guys, you'll never believe it. My brain just connected two pieces of independent information to form a new thought, a new conclusion. It's among the first times I've ever done this.
Witchcraft.
It's like your magic powers are growing now.
Let's keep it frosty. Let's stay in our what we've practiced. You remember? In our formations? This will be Stealth Lion Alpha. Do you all remember from the playbook? You didn't read the playbook,
stealth
did you?
I
haven't seen a playbook. Did you send us a playbook?
I handed it to you in the room we all sleep in together.
We don't sleep in the same room anymore, do we?
That's a fair point.
So which of you has any kind of special dark vision?
I think I do. Hold on. That would be a racial trait, right?
I don't. Yes. Yo, I have dark vision. I can see, shades of gray.
Tell me more about that.
How appropriate for Fitzroy, you know?
I got no vision.
But he can open his eyes in salt water, and it doesn't hurt super bad.
Yeah,
which
that is true.
Like, also worth noting.
I will become a cat.
What?
A talking cat?
The Fearbolt becomes a cat.
Wait a minute.
This whole time you've been able to do that?
I have not needed to be a cat.
I mean, does anyone ever need to be a... Do cats need to be cats?
Apparently.
They can when they need to see in the dark.
Okay.
Has that been you that whole time playing the little tricks with Argo's mustache? You're not the disappearing cat, right?
This that you say is racist.
Okay.
Cat racist.
So, I'm going to use my dark vision and make a perception check as promised in this room. 12 plus, am I proficient? Oh, I am. Plus 2, 14.
Okay. With your shades of gray vision, and the Firbolg's now cat-like eyes. You see up in the rafters, you see some bird shapes to you, Fitzroy, and to you, Firbolg, birds. You also see in the shadowy corners some furry movement, which you assume to be some kind of like rats.
This is a very dirty hospital.
As you move into the main chamber of the first floor, you're facing the semicircular reception desk. Directly behind the desk is a large stairway leading to the second floor. In the four corners of the room, you see sets of chairs as well as tables covered with magazines. You imagine that these magazines must be as new as the building, but they have clearly been clawed at and chewed on. Along the walls are doors. A quick check of the blueprints you were given to serve as a map shows you that these doors lead to admin offices, doctor's personal offices, and exam rooms. The skittering and flapping noises grow increasingly louder from the rats and the birds.
I'm going to do an investigation check.
What are you investigating?
Investigating one of the administration rooms. That's a 2 plus 3. That's a 5.
As you turn your back to investigate the admin offices, the bird swoops down at you and makes a surprise attack against you.
It's birds!
Argo, does a 20 hit beat your AC?
If it doesn't,
that would be incredible.
It is 15. Yeah, my AC is 15. Can I not do anything like dodge or use my dexterity?
No, that's what AC is for.
Yeah.
Ah, gotcha. Well, my 15 AC will not save him.
You take 6 points of damage.
No! Nelly.
Did we all see that?
Yes.
Were we loving it? Because it sounds funny
yes.
to me.
Now,
Justin.
Also, you're lucky that it's you, Argo, because you feel something, some kind of liquid, probably poison, on the bite. From the bird on the attack, but because you are water genasi, you have a natural immunity to poisons.
Actually, to acid.
Oh, whoops. Okay, yeah, you take some poison damage.
Hey, listen, just being honest, I don't have a
That's
poison.
That's good play, Dad. Ooh,
okay, who, Boise, this is going to hurt you.
Unless it's acidic damage.
How many hit points? So you already took that damage.
That took out 6.
Graduation was such a weird short season. Like it seemed like they were setting a lot of stuff up, but then
that's an additional 7 points of acid damage or poison damage.
We're in a hospital. It's fine. I want to try and grab this bird.
Okay, you're going to grab it.
I'm going to use Mage Hand and just like fucking grab it. It's like if a snake bites you. You're supposed to, like, take a picture of it or something and post it on the gram.
Okay.
And take it to the doctor and say, this is a snake that did me, so what's the cure, doc?
Let's do a contested strength check, then.
Okay.
Yes.
60, wait, strength saving throw?
Just strength
ability. Well, then that is a 16 total.
Oh, you win, because this thing is not very strong, so it's a 12 versus your 16. So you're able to grab it, and it's attempting to peck at the mage hand, but of course to no avail. Now, as this happens, you see the other bird start flying around the room, as well as the two rats come out of their hiding places and start to approach you.
I've just got the one mage hand, so I've never tried to do two before.
Let's roll initiative.
Hell yeah.
Another 16.
6. How do you know the difference between 6 and a 9? Everybody's always wondered this.
It'll have a line under it?
Yo, okay. This is a 6. Oh, yeah.
19.
Woo! Now, here's the question I have for you fellows. There's going to be lots of little battles throughout this building. There's lots of rooms. Would you rather roll initiative every time?
No.
Or just keep the same initiative throughout?
Just keep the same. Okay. Yeah.
So up first in the order is Argo.
Great.
So I've got one poison bird held in my hand, my spectral hand.
And then there's another and two rats.
two rats and another bird. So four creatures total. One bird flying around, one bird in mage hand, two rats coming from the opposite corners of where you entered.
Cool.
Okay. Argo is going to use his sling and try to kill one of the birds.
Okay.
It's fucked up.
Yeah. Well, you didn't just drop half your life points to one of the suckers.
Yeah,
that's true.
That is a 13 plus 6, and it does 1d4 plus 4 damage.
Okay, so it's 19 total. That does hit.
4 plus 4. That's 8.
Woo! Okay, bird number 2 takes 8 points of damage and is looking a real rough. Up next is Fitzroy.
I don't know what I was doing grabbing this bird. Like, yeah. I'm treating this like fucking Pokemon.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to catch this bird and use it later. So I'm going to... I'm going to smash. I think seeing Argo get so thoroughly dunked on just pushes me sort of into an instantaneous kind of rage mode. So, yeah. I go rage, and I'm going to smash the bird that I am holding. But first, something silly is going to happen. So I everything kind of gets blown away from me as I go into rage mode, and plant life temporarily grows around me until my rage ends. The ground within 10 feet of me is difficult terrain.
Oh, cool.
That's not especially good for this bird, but I'm gonna attack it now. That is not great. That is a 6 plus 6 plus 2. Do I get plus 2 for when I'm in rage, or is that just on damage? No, that's just on damage. So, oh, but I have the plus 1 maul, so that's a 13 total.
Ooh, you just hit. Give me that damage, son.
Cool. That is... I need to get more dice. 7 plus 4, 11.
Okay.
Plus 2, 13.
You smash it real good. It splatters into black ichor. And your mage hand kind of does that thing, like maybe you hit it with, you know, like a finger with a hammer, and it's like, ooh!
Yeah.
But it's just kidding, because it's just a spectral hand.
Fairbolg, I'm sorry about that.
This is life.
It is?
This is how things happen. It was no harm meant.
It what? I meant it tremendous harm.
Are you talking to that cat?
Oh, yes. Sorry.
No, I'm a talking cat.
A talking cat?
Gaze upon my incredible feline talking abilities.
What is your dexterity, Furbolg?
Well, good news for me. I just added 2 points to it. I knew somehow. 14.
So. Okay, so up next is the creatures. Let's see. So the bird that is still kicking is going to swoop down at Fitzroy.
Good luck.
And it's going to...
My AC is clownishly low.
Okay, cool. Well, probably higher than this. That's an 11.
Oh, it is higher than that.
Okay. So it swoops and misses. And the two rats are going to transform into imps. Back into imps, I should say.
Oh.
They are going to attack, let's see, one of them is going to attack the Fearbolg.
Oh, man.
Oh,
that's what he sounds like now.
21 versus AC.
Oh, man.
As a rebranding of the character.
So that hits, right? Yes, that hits. Go ahead and make a sound of it hitting him.
Meowch.
Oh, that's good.
This is a cat joke.
Six That's 6 damage plus. Do you have any resistance to poison?
Features and traits. No, I have the feature that I love to eat poison, apparently. I have no resistance to it whatsoever.
Make a, I should have had Argo do this too, so he might earn back some hit points here. Make a constitution saving throw.
11 plus 1, 12.
Oh, okay.
16 plus 1.
Okay, 17. So Argo gained back half of those 7, so gained back 3 hit points. And Firbolg, you're going to take half damage, so you're going to take 4 poison damage. Would have been,
that's not too bad.
Would have been 8 if you hadn't saved, so.
Not too bad.
Good job. And the other imp is going to now swing his poisonous scorpion tail at Fitzroy.
We'll see about that.
Oh. That's only a 7 plus 5, a 12.
Fuck out of here.
Okay, I don't know why you had to resort to such language. Okay, now we're back at the top of the order. Or, sorry, now it is the Fearbug's turn.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Let me up in. What's the status on birds?
At this point, there is one bird left looking real rough, and then 2 imps standing, one in front of you. And one in front of Fitzroy.
I am going to use my action to become a Fearbulg again. This is very embarrassing. But I just loaded the stats for a cat, and it's good to see in the dark. But and good for smelling, okay, is another thing cats are good at. But they have 3 strength, which is a negative 4, and 3 intelligence. So I don't think that I want to... I don't think I can do this fight as a cat.
That's probably
I'm
a
real
call.
Sorry. Yeah. I should have come up with some sort of bullshit fantasy cat in hindsight, but I didn't know that I'd ever seen one of those. And I can't only have a challenge rating of 1 or 2. So, yeah, so basically I'm just gonna stand there and just become a regular guy again. Just a regular Fearbulg.
Okay. Anything else? You can move.
I can't. Move. Away from the stuff, I guess. I don't know where it would be advantageous for me to move. No, I just stand there and change into a fireball.
When you turn back into a cat next turn, where do you want to be standing when that happens?
Just not in immediate danger, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, not in immediate danger, I guess. Close to the barbarian.
Well, just the fact that a cat turned into this great big furbolg, that would probably got to be psychically
huge,
a rat just turned
play.
Into an imp. They're not
roll to intimidate.
Very upsetting.
So wait,
hugely
just to clarify.
Upsetting. Body horror, trigger warning.
You are changing from a cat to a furbolg, and you want to do it in an intimidating way. Make an intimidation check.
This is very generous, DM.
It's a high check.
Well, it's a 6.
Okay.
Oh, fuck me, I guess.
They barely notice.
Did I mention I go, behold. What's this voice?
Yep, that was kind of an Arnold Schwarzenegger tone.
That was my mid-transformation.
Like your third in the Animorphs, like, picture.
Okay, so we're back up to Clint as Argo Keen.
So are the 2 imps at full health?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to pick one and attack it with Florence.
Okay.
So I add plus 6 to the roll. 18 plus 6 is 24.
Oh, you hit real good. That's a solid. You get full meat on that one.
Okay, and 1d8 plus 4. That's a 4, plus 4 is 8, plus 3, because it's Florence. So it's 11.
Jesus.
Okay. You kill
Doesn't
him.
Doesn't that, don't you do like a certain number of those a day, though?
Yeah, only
I only 2. Get 2, but we're not doing real well.
Yeah, you slice him clean in twain.
Woo!
And he melts into black ichor.
Was that the bird or the imp?
They're all imps, baby.
Oh.
That was the one in imp form.
Okay.
And I yelled, touche!
So now we have left a rough-looking bird who has taken a lot of damage and an untouched imp. And we are at Fitzroy's turn. You got an imp right in front of you, and you got a bird flapping around looking real hurt.
I say to my compatriots, hey, we should try and grab one of these imps and see if we can communicate with it, find out where it came from. But we do only need one of them. And I bring my maul down on the other imp-shaped one. That is a 7 plus 13?
Yep, that hits.
Nice.
Roll damage.
Oh. Oop. Jesus.
What a series of reactions.
Yeah, 3 plus 4 plus 2 is 9.
Yeah, 9. He's looking so bad, you guys, but he's still up.
Okay.
And up next is the imps. The bird is going to take another swipe, flying down at Fitzroy. A 14 plus 5, 19.
It hits handily.
And you only take 4 points of piercing damage. Make another constitution check for me.
That's actually 2 points because I have resistance to basically physical damage when I'm in rage mode.
Oh, nice.
Sort of the trade-off for having bullshit AC. And then a constitution saving throw?
Yes.
Yay! Three plus two, five.
Oh, boy. Okay, you take an additional 13 points of damage.
13 fucking points of damage, huh?
Yeah.
13. All right. I mean, I got that barbarian meat, so, like, there's a lot of Thunderman to carve off, but yeah. Damn, not that much.
I should ask this before. Which one of us is the cleric?
Ooh, yeah, that's...
Hey, also, you guys, just so you know, this is only like one of 20 rooms.
Yeah. Okay. So that's,
So up next is the other imp, the one still standing, and he's going to take a swipe at Firbolg. Oh, nope. That's a 2 plus 5. That's a 7.
Nope.
Quite a miss. All right. Now we've got the Firbolg. You have one rough looking bird and one rough looking imp.
I am going to kill the imp.
Do it.
With a spell.
Ooh.
No, I'll say the spell. If he's that rough looking, I'll just hit him with my thorn whip.
Is that an actual whip or is that a spell?
It's a spell. Well, it's a cantrip.
Oh, cool.
Creates a whip. Cool thorn whip. So that is, oh wait, you have to do the saving roll, right?
Oh, does he?
How does it work? How does it it's say? A melee attack. Okay. Melee attack. I've never had to make melee attacks.
This is why we're practicing. This is why we're having this D&D adventure.
Yeah. So what do I do?
Roll a D20.
It's a melee spell attack. So you use your spell casting modifier, which is wisdom.
Okay. 10. Plus 4, 14.
Oh, that's...
Plus the proficiency bonus?
Yep.
Okay, 16.
That hits.
No, yay. Okay.
Well, I'm not going to make you roll damage because he only has one hit point left. So you strike him. The thorns dig deep into his body. As the black ichor oozes from his wounds, he collapses to the ground. Now, back up at the top of the order, it's Argo. And we got one bird a-flapping. Flap, flap, flap. It mocks you with its presence. This is the bird This is the bird that bit you, Argo.
I thought I grabbed the bird that bit him and then squished it.
Oh, that's right. This is the brother of the bird that bit you, Argo.
Oh, I feel bad now.
No, he harbors a deep hatred for you in his heart.
Well, I tell you what, I don't want to get close enough to get bit again.
That's a good call.
So I'm going to use the sling again.
Okay.
And 17.
That hits, and I'm not going to even make you roll damage because you're plus four.
Oh, let me roll damage.
Okay, fine.
A 7.
Okay, yes.
Plus 4.
Okay.
11.
Well, that's impossible because you only roll a d4 for your sling. But that's okay because he only had 2 points of life, so he's quite dead. Don't okay. you worry.
So I'll live with that.
Now you've cleaned out the main entryway here.
I did say let's take one alive, huh?
Well,
didn't say that.
And you got 4 puddles of black ichor, and plenty of doors to explore.
Is this our first downed enemy? Is this our as a team the our first sort of communal kill?
I guess.
I don't know if we killed any of the lava men. I think they all ran away. I immediately start looking for gold.
We've been blooded.
Yeah, I'm looking for gold coins in these black ooze piles. I'm looking for diamonds and rubies.
None of these imps were carrying.
Any pelts that I can then craft into different armors or increased inventory size bags?
They all have savings bonds, but they're not here. They're at home in their sock drawers.
So our mission is just to exterminate.
Correct.
All these things. So why would we? I'll do it in character. Why would we want to question one of them?
Well, to find out like where they came from, so that other buildings don't get infested with demons. Also,
well, couldn't you use your magic powers to determine that? I mean, you've got these magic. Are these new powers? Did these just come?
Oh, are you talking about Mage Hand?
Yeah, I mean, have you always been able to do that?
Have I always been able to shocking grasp?
Yeah.
Do you have any broken shit? Because mending is also a new one. And I mend. I tear a piece of paper and mend it. Mending.
So what did... Have you been taking secret magic classes or something?
I've been taking public magic classes at the magic school we attend.
All right. Well, I thought maybe you inherited some of these or you got them, you know, like it's a family magic or some...
It's all family magic. Here's an idea. And this is going to sound just super villainous, but a controlled burn, because I do know Firebolt now. We can burn this whole building down with all the imps inside it. Bada bing, bada boom. Listen, one of them just bit Argo so hard that he was nearly chopped in half. So, like, I don't like our chances of clearing out all 20 rooms of this labyrinthian place of medicine.
Well, except maybe that they would have used it as a hospital again someday.
Well, they should have thought of that before they let it get all filled up with imps and the like. Shouldn't they have?
Well, you're the boss villain. Eh? You tell us.
Yes, we are at your behest.
No, let's save that. That's like number 3 on the option list. I think number 1 is we just keep looking around.
There's another delightful administration office to village. That last one went so well. Let us continue to administrate.
Well, so the admin office that Argo had been set to explore, when you open the door, contains 2 small desks. And you guess that this one, administration office 1, housed patient records, as the walls are lined with storage containers, all of which have been pulled open and their contents scattered to the wind. Above the desks are a magical lanterns hanging from chains. On one of the chains is swinging an imp who is completely surprised at your approach. So you guys are going to get a round of surprise attacks on him.
Okay. We will kill him in a round of surprise attacks.
We will kill him!
So, like, can I use my surprise attack to try and grab this ghoul?
Sure.
Okay. That is an 11 plus... Are we doing another shrink contest, Isaac?
Yes.
Okay. The 14.
Yeah, you grab him.
Okay.
I don't know.
Does anyone speak demon?
Infernal.
Infernal, shoot. I should have thought about that.
That's just what demon language is called.
Yeah. I can talk to dragons, which is weird. Do you know dragon, little fella? No. What about dwarvish? You speak dwarvish? No. Man, if we could find a dwarf that could speak the deep tongue, then we could do a little chain, a little game of telephone.
So no one's going to talk to this little demon, huh?
Why can't they? I do not know his language.
Okay. I look at the demon. We are going to make a smash on you. Until dead?
Fuck you.
Oh, wait, okay, see, that's what I thought. I thought maybe if I insulted your... So, hey, bud, where'd you come from, little fella?
How can we translate this series of sounds from the imp into our tongue? Fuck you.
I came from
actually,
up your butt.
Actually, Argo has actor, where you gain plus one charisma. You have advantage on deception and performance checks when trying to pass yourself off as a different person. And you can mimic the speech of another person or the sounds made by other creatures that you have been listening to for at least 1 minute.
Okay, just as a devil's advocate, it's like I'm thinking of, let's just say, Martin Sheen uses his acting skills to pretend to be another character, because that's what acting is. I don't think he can use his acting skills to suddenly speak Mandarin.
Are we just going to pretend like the imp isn't speaking common to us?
I said I came from out of your butt.
Yeah, we heard.
we're just going to ignore
that. Just nobody
that.
Acknowledged my great joke.
So that's rude. And you heard about us murdering? Did you see what we did outside? There were.
Oh, tell me that was his mouth.
I'll never tell.
Okay. I'm gonna shock and grasp him. Just to sort of like wake him up, let him know we mean business.
Do I need to make a saving throw?
You do not. 13 plus 5, 18.
Yeah, that hits.
That does 1d8 lightning damage, and it can't take reactions. I figured even if I roll max damage, I didn't. That's a 3. I zap him. Bzz.
Ow, fuck you.
Yeah. Now you know why they call me Thunder Man. Well, Lightning Man would have been better.
I've had worse shocks from the carpet and touching doorknobs.
You're going to die. Like, do you get it? Does anyone else want to try that? Like, I'm trying to... You're going to die. Like, we'll kill you.
I will say I enjoy this baby.
You're a baby.
You know, he makes the Firbolg happy. Maybe we should just keep him around. Can we keep him?
This entourage already has an unconscionable number of pets, so...
Then I stab him with my rapier.
There we go.
It's a 3.
You missed, you piece of shit.
Now, see, he knows how to cuss. Even the imp knows how to cuss better.
We're all very impressed.
Yeah, cuss words are impressive.
Hey, if you tell us where you came from, we won't kill you. We won't. And maybe you don't understand the terms of what I'm offering
you. Haven't
you.
Killed me yet, and you've been trying. I'm not afraid of you.
Firbolg, do you want to get nasty?
No, I don't wish to hurt the baby.
Yeah.
All right, let's try a different tact, okay? And I release him from Mage Hand. Okay.
Okay.
See?
And he attacks.
You fucking...
he does miss, though, so don't worry. But he tries to attack you.
Okay.
At this point, he turns invisible.
Ah, fuck.
And you see the door swing open, and you assume he is gone.
Okay.
Aww.
All right.
When you hear fade
off. Yeah. We're going to smash you. Don't worry about it.
Fuck you.
Okay, I think we need the magic lantern. So Argo's going to take one of the magic lanterns because they don't have any night vision, right?
Okay, excellent. It's going to give you, pretty good visibility within, let's say, 10-foot radius.
Does it look like, I want to investigate and make sure, did it look like this imp was like going through medical records or did it look like it just trashes off?
Just trash. There doesn't seem to be any, you don't even have to investigate to see that it doesn't look like there's any order or method to it whatsoever. Poirot would be very disappointed.
Okay. Okay, so next room, I guess. Let's keep... That's one that we know is in the building.
What are we trying to do again?
Kill every imp.
Just kill all the shit?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Shit.
And you... Wow, dang.
Then I suggest at some point we cast, like, an investigation check or an insight check or something, because if any of these rooms are empty, are we just wasting our time and we just need to get killing?
Let's split up.
This isn't. No, this is historically a fucking awful idea.
Let's go to the other office.
So you go to the second admin office, and it appears to be the billing department. The room houses two safes, one of which appears to have been forced and clawed open. The other sits closed in the opposite corner.
Hmm.
Ooh. Hmm. Moving on, eh?
Argo, can you look into that safe?
Yes. Investigation check?
Well, what are you trying to do?
What is the purpose?
See if there's anything in it?
I don't know what these imps are trying to accomplish, but this is the second room we've come into now where it seems like things have been done almost with purpose, right? Like, it's not like they just came here to let shit run wild.
Okay.
Well, if it's the billing department, then somebody's paying with something other than personal fantasy checks.
So are you opening it, or are you just looking at it?
Well, you said one was open, correct? Okay, just looking inside it to see what's in it.
The one that is open. There is nothing inside.
And then I should try to open the other one.
Okay, make a dexterity saving throw for me.
A 15 plus. Six.
Okay. As you open it, it ignites a fireball trap within that shoots across the room, but you are able to dodge out of the way at the last minute, and it strikes the wall opposite you. The safe is empty.
I'm going to Dr. Knox's office.
So, the door to Dr. Knox's office is locked, but you are able to use the skeleton key. I also, because I'm a kind and benevolent DM, am assuming that you are locking all of these doors behind you so that you don't have to check any of them again.
Yes.
Dr. Knox's
office. Obviously. Yes.
Dr. Knox's office is sparsely decorated. Their desk is in the center of the room facing a large cabinet. The cabinet is locked.
I'm going to pull the cabinet over so it's lying on the front.
Okay. So you're going to pull it over?
Yeah, pull it over.
Okay.
So it falls?
Make a...
And is lying on the door.
Make a... Oh, okay. Make a strength check.
It's not my strong suit, but 16.
Okay, yeah. You're able to pull it over, and you're able to pull it over with enough strength that it doesn't just topple down. You're basically, like, laying it down.
No, I mean, I wanted it to topple over because if there was a motherfucker in there, I wanted to go ahead and blaze it. That was my thought.
Oh.
I wanted to jostle any imps in there.
Okay. Well, you do, and you hear some glass breaking.
This room has been secured.
Well, let's go check out the other doctor's office.
Onward.
A couple announcements this week. First, I had a lot of fun making the dumb fun intro. The music for that I found is by Maurice Youngblaze Clopton. It was perfect for what I needed. Also, a couple names in this episode. Dr. Frazier is named after Calla Frazier, at Calla Eve on Twitter. And Dr. Knox is named after Victoria Knox, at Victoria_Knox on Twitter. So thank you for contributing your names. And if you would like to maybe have your name for an NPC on the Adventure Zone, all you got to do is tweet using the hashtag TheZoneCast. All bonus points if you share links for the show. Hey, a couple of quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. To choose your own adventure, go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
Now, fam, listen. I think we need to come up with a scenario that is going to sort of bring the imps to us. And then we kill all of them at once, right?
We could have cleared out another room while this discussion took place. I'm just saying,
exterminators don't go looking for one bug at a time, right? They lay down a trap, and then they let the trap do the work. Let's do a trap. Let's do a proper trap. I
will sit and get the anticipation of your plan.
Okay, what do we know about imps? What do they like to eat? What's the bait?
That was the first imp I have ever met. Here is what I know of imps. Nasty shitheads. This is all.
Okay.
Well?
Does anybody want to roll, what would that be? A arcana check?
Nature?
Make a check based on what you are strong at, and I will answer it. In those terms,
I have Arcana, and I got a 14.
So with an Arcana check, and a 14, you know that imps are like demonic constructs. They don't really hunger for things. They're not creatures. They don't feed. They are built to serve, you know, some kind of demonic lord or in those terms. But they're not really like creatures with hungers or desires in that way.
Okay, let's try this. Come with me back to the lobby. And I cast Disguise Self on myself. This is a new spell. And it's a level one spell, so I do need to roll to see if...
Where are you getting all these spells?
From leveling up as a sorcerer. I think
that was in character, not dad being confused.
Festo is a fantastic tutor. They're not all just party. They know their stuff. Anyway, I cast Disguise Self on myself, and I can appear 1 foot taller, so I'm gonna go ahead and take that. And I take a form that has the same basic arrangement of limbs, otherwise the extent of the illusion is up to me. I'm gonna look like a demon guy, and I'll say that's big and red and horns, the sort of traditional just big demon. And I'm gonna hold my two fellows by the scruff of the neck. Just go with this is gonna be great.
I've got them, my children. You can come out now. I've caught the interlopers, my children.
Okay.
And Argo's going to help out. He's going to do a deception check to really act the part.
Oh, shit. I got this.
18.
Okay.
Okay.
Plus 4. Now, that's 22.
Here's what I will say, Dad. I will let you help out, but if one of you is going to do a deception check to act like this is really scary, both you and the Firbolg are going to have to do it.
Oh, I don't want to force the Firbolg into doing something.
Doesn't want to do, my friend. Like
he has no deception.
Incapable. Right. Will not be able to. I am just standing perfectly still at in the most neutral position possible.
So Fitzroy, I'm going to need you to make
my deep children.
Okay, give me a deception check.
17 plus 5, 22.
You see...
Sweet babies, sweet red babies.
Come and nurse him at my demonic udders.
You see, let's see, three imps, one from Dr. Fraser's office and two from exam room three kind of peek their heads out of the doors.
Don't be afraid, little babies. I've come, I bring meat.
Hey, I wouldn't listen to him. I just saw that dude in there. There's another guy somewhere. Or
I killed and ate him.
What's Gary doing here?
I'm not giving him a bob an imp.
You look hurt, my child. Come sup on my milk. And I will heal you with succor. Succor.
Oh, yeah? What's your demon name?
Mistifalfosfalis.
Mr. Stuff?
Child, you come to me, or I will burn you. Bad.
Okay, I'd like to see you try.
This is all occurring.
Quiet, boy, or you will burn also in my fire.
I would not like to burn in any fire.
I lay the two of them down. Come, gather. We shall now perform the ritual.
The three other imps and the one that you encountered before that is still a little wary, they kind of creep a little closer to you. And that right now, all four of them are, I would say, within like 10 feet of you.
Excellent. Get dunked on.
And I cast Thunderwave. Now, my friends are going to also have to take part in this little mini game that I have prepared for everybody. Okay. But everyone now has to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay.
God.
Well, bad news. Imps have advantage on saving throws against spells.
Really?
Yeah. What do they have to roll?
5 plus 8. What is my spells? 13.
Okay.
I did 14.
Hey, all right.
Dad, are you safe from Griffin's fucking terrible lightning?
I don't know. I just rolled this 20-sided dice, and the side that's up is the logo for D&D. Is that a 20?
Probably.
The logo for D&D? I'm gonna say
that, yes, it is.
And they probably wouldn't put that on the one. So, yeah, that's a nat 20.
Nat 20!
All right.
You catch two of the imps in the Thunder Wave, and do the other two take half damage?
Yes.
Okay. What is that? What is said damage?
Well, let's find out. Oh, by the way, you two also take half damage.
With a nat 20?
Eight. And that is a 4. That's 12 points of thunder damage, and those who are hit are also pushed 10 feet away from me.
So I take 6 damage, yes. Is that correct? Great. Good.
And I take 6 damage?
Yep.
So two of the imps are wiped out. The one that you were, interrogating earlier, he's looking real bad, and the other one is bloodied.
Okay.
And we are still in initiative. Argo, you are up.
Okay, I'm going to attack the one with the new injury. I'm going to attack him with sneak attack, which means I do my attack plus an extra 2d6 damage.
If you hit.
If
I hit. So that is a 15.
It does hit, yes.
Okay, so 1d4. 8 plus 4, that's a 7 plus 4, that's 11, and then
2d6.
And that's a 3 and a 2.
Okay, well, he only had 4 points of life left, so you skewer him in such that his grandfather feels it, like, way off in the distance. His imp granddaddy feels it and is like, oh, my arthritis is acting up. But actually, it's how hard you have just skewered his grandson. and this melts into black ichor.
This time he says, Zutalor! I don't know.
Now, are you saying that the imp says that? Because that doesn't make a goddamn lick of sense.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't make any sense for Argo to say it anyway, but he does anyway.
Okay.
By the way, I rolled my chaos roll and did not get a one.
Oh, great.
I'm supposed to do that every time I cast a level one spell.
And Griffin, Fitzroy, yes. You're up, and it's the one that you interrogated, who was just being pretty rude.
But see, I feel a sort of kinship with him.
Yeah, we're best buddies now.
So I'm going to walk over to him, and no, I'm just kidding. I'm going to hit him with a firebolt.
Oh, man.
That's a nat fucking 20.
Woo! Okay, now, well, he only has 1 point of life left, so you hit him. And way off in the distance, three other imps somewhere else, they reconsider a lot of their own life choices. Okay. And they think that maybe they need to get out there and maybe walk a clean path and tell other people about the path they've walked.
See, so his death was not in vain.
Nope.
They can still change, guys.
Now,
were these all the imps from the whole building or just from the first floor?
You would have absolutely no way of knowing that.
Okay. Are we still like in combat, in danger right now?
No. You've defeated all the imps that were before you.
Let me catch my breath. That was actually my first time doing the firebolt one, and that was pretty intense. Did you know when you do that, your hand burns a lot? When you throw a mote of flame from your hand, it actually doesn't feel good on the hand that it comes out of. Anyway, I'm going to detect a little bit of magic with my bod.
Firbolg, how are you? Because I'm pretty rough. Are you low on hit points?
I will help you. Oh. And I cast level 2 Cure Wounds on Argonaut Keen.
Oh,
and what's that?
Well, I wasn't hinting at anything.
yeah. Well, I have this thing where when people are hurt in battle, this is crazy. But
oh, that was four arcs ago.
Let me slow down. I have a flow chart I can use. So that's 6. My spellcasting ability modifier is 4, so that's 10. But I cast it at level 2, so that is, 8, cool, so 18 points healed.
Holy moly.
I'm going to try and detect, like, conjuration magic, I think, right? Because imps are sort of conjured constructs, so... either that or transmutation, because they're like changing forms, but I feel like it's one of the same.
Can we not live in the moment of the healing for a second?
It's a good heal, and you did a good job.
Thank you.
I just thought we would role play.
Thank you, my friend. I feel great. Can you do that for yourself?
I could, but in public is embarrassing.
Oh, public healing?
This is a joke. Self-healing is permissible and beautiful.
I got a little bit of poison on a cut, but I think it's nothing a good nap won't fix.
Yes, I would love to help you. Let me just try to remember if you've shocked me with lightning recently.
Hey, technically it was thunder, so it was just a loud sound that hurt your ears very bad.
Yes, this seems like the time for semantics.
And it was a clever trap, and it was in the playbook.
Yes, it was quite the production to lure them 3 feet closer to us.
It was an important 3 feet. Hey, what's...
And you did almost kill us, you know, so...
I am very aware of the distance, because you just threw thunder at me from it.
Okay, well, I gotta do a little bit of... echo glocation, because my skin glows. So what are we seeing?
Do you need to cast that, or is it just automatic?
It's just automatic.
So you get strong conjuration vibes from exam room 1. You get some healing glow from Dr. Knox's office.
We were just in there.
Yeah, that was probably the glass breaking was like probably a healing potion, you think?
And you you also get some conjuration magic vibes from Dr. Frazier's office.
Okay.
Maybe I hear the blues are calling. I knew it. For salad
asshole.
And scrambled eggs.
It's named after one of
they
our
got
listeners,
a script, by the way. They got a script. So is the series Frazier. Yeah.
Kelsey Grammer listens to us?
I hope not. We've, God, said,
so
we've
embarrassed.
Said some shit. Hey, I'm picking up some heavy vibes over in exam room one. Should we go do that thing?
Yes.
I head into exam room one.
Okay. Make an attack of opportunity, Fitzroy, as a flock of birds, you would guess around 6 to 8, somewhere in there, they're moving pretty quickly, flies past you.
Well, no. Just no.
Okay. You all can make
that's
attack.
It's a 3.
Okay.
Plus,
what about you, Fearbulg and Argo?
16 plus, this is a melee attack, I'm assuming. I'll just use the Thorn Whip again, because I know how to do that. So for the Thorn Whip, I add my spellcasting modifier, which is 4, plus 2, my proficiency bonus. So that's 22.
Okay. Well,
in that case, I rolled an 11 plus 6 for my rapier, right?
Yeah.
So it would be 17.
Yeah, dexterity bonus. Is that the way it works? So he would roll, because it's like a dexterity weapon, he would roll his dexterity bonus plus proficiency bonus.
You two each, the Fearbulg and Argo, each take one out of the sky. Roll damage for me.
Yeah, so 4 piercing damage, and then I pull it 10 feet closer to me.
Okay. What's your, is it 1d something plus something?
1d6 piercing damage.
And what about you, Argo?
1d8 plus 4, so it's 5 plus 4 for 9.
Okay. So you knock those two out of the air, the rest of them go swirling up that main staircase. You pull the one closer to you, and now it is at the top of the order, Argo's turn.
Are these the same kinds of birds that attacked us earlier?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I'm going to stab the one the Fearbulg's holding.
Okay, great.
I'm going to stab it right in its little bird eye.
Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, try getting bit by one and getting poisoned.
Okay.
And that's another nat 20.
Okay.
Jesus.
So you don't have to roll damage because that is going to kill it. And what do you do, Fitzroy? There is one that Argo knocked out of the air with his swing. And so that one.
Oh, that one's not dead, though, right?
No, but it's real rough looking.
I mean, I'm going to crush it with my maul. No, you know what? I'm not going to rely on that unless, you know, I want to get better at magic. So I'm going to, it's looking rough, you said?
Yes.
I'm going to just sort of tenderly euthanize it with shocking grasp.
Okay.
That is a 12 plus 5, 17.
Yep, that hits.
5 damage.
Yeah, you shock it really good. Maybe even fry it just a little bit.
Sleep now.
But then it just melts into black ichor, as does the other one. And you're back out of combat.
Sweet prince. You hate to see it. We lost another one.
Well, I thought you should have just stomped on it. But, you know, that's me.
So at this point, you have cleared out the main entryway. Admin 1, Admin 2. Dr. Knox's office, exam room 1, exam room 3, and you get, there's some more conjuration magic from Dr. Frazier's office, and you didn't get any from exam room 2, and you got some healing magic from Dr. Knox's office, and that's all of floor 1. So you can surmise that most likely the only room still containing any imps on the first floor is Dr. Fraser's office.
Let's go there.
Yeah. Now, when you open the door to Dr. Fraser's office, unlike Dr. Knox's office, you would guess that at some point in the past, you would have described this room as lavishly decorated. But now you're more likely to say completely wrecked. The painting of Dr. Fraser that hangs behind her desk has been drawn on. At least you assume that the charcoal horns, glasses, and buck teeth were not originally part of the artist's vision. Various statues and potted plants have been smashed on the ground, and three imps are sleeping amongst the wreckage. Now, you get an opportunity attack, but I will tell all of you, because I'm a kind of benevolent DM, if you try to sneak up to them, you are going to have to make a stealth roll, and it's going to be with disadvantage because of all the broken pottery and stuff on the ground.
I nudge Argo and do a little sneaky pantomime. And I point at the three birds, and I point at his sword.
They are in imp form, by the way.
I point at the imps. Imps, birds, whatever. This dude stabs eyes. You got an eye, he'll stab it. I point at my eye, and then at them. And then his sword again.
I will kill the imps.
Okay.
I cast Moonbeam on them in a cylinder that will catch all of them in this cylinder. They need to roll a Constitution saving throw.
Okay. Okay. That one's going to fail. That one's going to fail. That one succeeds. So one of them succeeds and the other two fail.
Okay. Now, are they, here's a question for you, Trav. Are they especially vulnerable to radiant damage? Being imps of the sort of demonic persuasion. I wasn't sure. It's going to be 11 damage.
Does the one who
save on a failed save or half as much on a successful save? Now, it's worth noting that a shape changer makes its saving throw with disadvantage.
Oh?
Yes. If it fails, it also instantly reverts to its original form and can't assume a different form until it leaves the spell's light.
Okay, then.
So I don't know if imp is their original form or bird is their original form.
Well, but they are shape changers, which means in that case, all three of them would have failed because the advantage and disadvantage would have canceled out. And so they all three get hit by 11 damage, and they are all three blasted into puddles of black ichor.
Okay, that works too.
As you see, I have killed the
imps. Yes, and in phenomenal form. But we've got to work on our formations.
Now, Trav, I am going to say this also, not to get picky about it, but the column of moonbeam extends 40 feet into the air.
Okay.
So if there is anything nasty in room 8 or 9 on floor 2, it would also have been caught up in the moonbeam.
Yeah, hold on.
Well, shit, you just do this 4 times.
We're done.
It's like a you know, strategically placed detonation charges.
You feel that somewhere, some creatures may have taken half damage. Your moonbeam senses are tingling.
Yeah, just
carry that home in a jar.
A few more of them moonbeams. You can get out of here.
How many of those you got, big man?
Well, sir, that was my second of 3 second level spells.
Good to know. So as far as you can tell from your magical senses, you have cleared out, the imps in floor 1.
All right. Ad Astra. Onward and upwards.
Now, listen, I have to ask you, only because our listeners at home are going to ask, you're not even going to go check out the healing stuff?
I mean, I guess we could go check.
It might have been more than one bottle. It is a hospital.
I guess I'm picking up that lingering magic. That's coming from Dr. Knox's office?
Correct.
Yeah, so I want to see what that's about.
So the cabinet is laying on the ground. It is still locked.
We unscrew the back. Take the back off the cabinet. There's got to be a way to take the back off the cabinet.
Do you have tools?
You got to have thieves' tools.
Come on.
I have thieves' tools. Yeah.
Okay, great. Roll a check using your dexterity bonus for thieves' tools.
14 plus 4.
Yeah, 18. You get that back off without any additional damage to what's inside. Now, a lot of it is broken, mind you, but you find one healing potion still intact, which is a 1d10 healing potion. And you also see various different like ingredients and components for medicine, you know, herbs, salves.
Nice, dude.
Herbs. Yeah, there's some, you know, metals, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Some flakes of stuff. And you also find, a lot of the vials are broken, but you do find one potion of poison resistance.
Okay. Let's add these to the Thunderman LLC coffers, to our sort of war chest. And I pocket them. I do want to say, just as a, like, if this is our sort of halfway point, right? The halftime debrief. The only beneficial thing in this whole building, you did throw to the ground like a big angry monster would do.
I made up for it with the moonbeam.
The moonbeam was great, and we love it.
This is why I did the moonbeam. I feel
love
guilt.
The moonbeam.
Okay.
In 2 weeks, the Thundermen will return in Mission Impossible 2, Unfinished Business.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.